The Eye of the Storm, written by Patrick White and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. The old woman's head was barely fretting against the pillow. She could have moaned slightly. "What is it?" asked the nurse, advancing on her out of the shadow. "Aren't you comfortable, Mrs. Hunter?"
"Not at all. I'm lying on corks. They're hurting me."
The nurse smoothed the kidney blanket, the Macintosh, and stretched the sheet. She worked with an air which was not quite professional detachment, nor yet human tenderness. She was probably something of a ritualist. There was no need to switch on a lamp. A white light had begun spilling through the open window. There was a bloom of moonstones on the dark grove of furniture.
"Oh dear, will it never be morning?"
Mrs. Hunter got her head as well as she could out of the steamy pillows. "It is," said the nurse. Can't you feel it?" While working around this almost chrysalis in her charge, her veil had grown transparent. On the other hand, the wings of her hair escaping from beneath the lawn could not have looked a more solid black.
"Yes, I can feel it. It is morning."
The old creature sighed. Then the lips, the pale gums opened in the smile of a giant baby.
"Which one are you?" she asked.
"DeSantis. But I'm sure you know. I'm the night nurse."
"Yes, of course."
Sister DeSantis had taken the pillows and was shaking them up, all but one. In spite of this continued support, Mrs. Hunter looked pretty flat.
"I do hope it's going to be one of my good days," she said. "I do want to sound intelligent and look presentable."
"You will if you want to." Sister DeSantis replaced the pillows. "I've never known you not to rise to an occasion."
"My will is sometimes rusty."
"Dr. Gidley's coming in case. I rang him last night. We must remember to tell Sister Badgery."
"The will doesn't depend on doctors."
Though she might have been in agreement, it was one of the remarks Sister DeSantis chose not to hear. "Are you comfortable now, Mrs. Hunter?" The old head lay looking almost embalmed against the perfect structure of pillows. Below the chin, a straight line of sheet was pinning the body to the bed.
"I haven't felt comfortable for years," said the voice. "And why do you have to go? Why must I have Badgery?"
"Because she takes over at morning." A burst of pigeon's wings was fired from somewhere in the garden below.
"I hate Badgery."
"You know you don't. She's so kind."
"She talks too much, on and on about that husband. She's too bossy."
"She's only practical. You have to be in the daytime." One reason why she herself preferred night duties.